Hey, Dog Days listener, this is Chuck Tomasi. This is Dog Days of Podcasting number 9. You can find out more about Dog Days of Podcasting at dogdaysofpodcasting.com. There it is. Not too loud. The ducking kind of cuts out the bell. Anyway, this is number 9. I just get a quick couple of things out of the way. I talked about this last year, if you were a listener, but I did not give you any updates since then on the community at work. I think I mentioned last year that I participated in the community and I was working very hard to regain my status or get recognition for my seniority in the organization by contributing to the community, and it had gamification involved, and I got hooked very much. Hook, line, and sinker. And I was all over this thing last summer to the point where it was starting to cost me health. And it was not a good situation. I finally backed off around August and said, you know what? I already have brand recognition in the organization from other things. I don't need this. The guy who's in first place, that's his gig. That's what he's known for. And it was about that time that he just sort of fell off the grid. I mean, he was still working, but he had some family issues. He had to go to India, take care of that. It was... And the competitiveness sort of died off, and I kept contributing, but not at the same pace that I was in June or July and the first part of August. Turns out that I finally did eclipse him at I think it was around 115,000 points. Now keep in mind that back in April of 2016, I had about 2,500 points, and he had 75,000 or 77,000. So I had about a 75,000. Point deficit to make up. And while he was working hard, I was working harder. And then he stopped, and it was really kind of a non-event in late November that I passed him up. But I kept going, and the gap has widened a little bit. I'm currently at about 181,000, and he's at 148,000. So I'm about 32,000 or so points ahead of him. And this time I am going on vacation and having business trips and whatnot in August. So August is not going to be my greatest point gathering month, probably since I started doing this. But it's still a lot of fun. I am enjoying interacting with the customers on the community. There are questions of all kinds, shapes, and varieties. And I've got that recognition. So when we went to the conference in May this year, it was a little different. I mean, people know who I am from the videos that I've done at work, but now they were starting to really recognize me from the community as well. And I specifically remember meeting some people that were part of the community, and they would come up and they wanted selfies, and we hung out and had stories, and they'd say how much I helped them. And I said, well, remind me what it was about. Because when you're answering dozens and dozens and dozens of questions and participating in all these conversations, it's hard enough just to keep track in one day what your answer was from the day before. But it was fun. And looking at ways that I can capitalize on that brand recognition. So that's an update from the community from last year. The PIY status, looking better. I talked to a guy yesterday that can help out with the social media. He's going to do a session on social media because, you know, when you're a podcaster, you got to hit the right networks at the right time. And he knows that stuff, and he's willing to help not just with a speaking session, but actually promote this thing. Like, wow, that would be very, very helpful with a somebody in that professional status. I used to look at social media people like, well, I can do that. You know, you go on Facebook and LinkedIn and whatever, but there's more to it than just what I think. So I've stopped looking on that. I'm looking at it with a different light now. It is a, wow, that was fun. There's that phone interference I told you about. What else? We've got Clint and Alvord and Craig and I. You might hear this throughout our shows because we just finished recording our third episode of The Topic is Trek. You can find that episode if you're a Star Trek fan over at thetopicistrek.com. And we got done recording that. We also did some DragonCon planning. We assume that we're still on the schedule for DragonCon. So we're planning a live show with the two shows combined. It's been a lot of fun, worked out well in the past. We've got some elements from earlier shows that worked out well. We've got some new stuff that's coming. And if we don't get a slot on the agenda, well, we're all set anyway. maybe we'll do one in the hallway. I don't know. They're moving rooms also, so it's kind of weird because at this point we can't really socialize any of this. We don't know where we'll be. We don't know when we'll be, but we're prepared for when we find out. We'll get that squared away. Aside from that, that should be it. I've had a bit of a headache all day, but slowly going away. Don't know what that's all about. The DNC story for today, I'm going to give you a little bit of context around what's been happening, because I am skipping a few days here and there, and there have been other discussions going on the message board. People have been generally good about this stuff. There's been a lot of stories, and I said, hey, if this is too much, I'll cut back. And people said, no, we're enjoying this. So it's been very positive. People are encouraging our young relationship as it develops. And somebody asked me if D was aware that I was posting this stuff online, which is a valid question. Because again, sometimes when we're younger, we don't necessarily think these things through. And here is my response, or here is an article, I don't even know if this is a response or not, from April 23rd. Now, remember, we started officially dating April 8th, though, so we're a couple of weeks into this. As chief author of the DNC stories, I can heartfully tell you that I enjoy writing them. My better half, D, got a chance to read some of the replies last night when the power went out. We were watching TV, and blip, it went. Seeing as it wasn't dark yet, I grabbed the old trusty battery-operated work slate. This is like a precursor to laptops. I still have the thing. I should take a picture and post that. And it works. It had a built-in 300 baud modem, so that since it was battery-operated and the phone lines were still up, I plugged it in and got online. We logged on and both read off the LCD screen. I took care of a little system maintenance, and then we went to the movies. She isn't thrilled that I put some of our personal private stuff up here, but after reading the responses to all the messages, she didn't mind. As for the evening, we went to see Burglar. Wow, I don't even remember that movie. The movie was pretty funny. Afterwards, we only had a couple of hours before she had to head home. That reminds me. The stuff Flash wrote about her not being here this summer in a previous message. Just to say that she lives in Chatham and commutes every... Let's just say that she... Excuse me. Wow. Sorry, I just had about a half a sneeze that aborted, so now my eyes are all watering up. Just need to say that she lives in Chatham, which is about 35 miles away from where I lived, and commutes every day. It's close enough to drive on a day off and spend with her, but I was just trying to coordinate times to be together this summer. It's not like she lives in Kenya, and I won't see her until the fall when NMU starts again. Well, gotta go and get some work done on another final project. Three hips and a hooray. School is winding down and the fruits of my labor are starting to show. Followed that message up a few hours later. It says, a user was curious whether or not Dee knows if her love life is being told to all the telecomputing enthusiasts. Yes, she knows. I told her Tuesday, as a matter of fact. The previous message was more about her reading all your messages in reply. I should donate the work slate to her and set up an account for her. That way, in the summer, she can get in touch with me anytime she wants. It's a thought. Well, I have to do more stuff. McCoy, out! So that is our message from the 23rd, and I will have more for you tomorrow. Thanks for listening, take care, and have fun.